Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Beya, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. We have already learned that Meleches Eichel Nefesh is mutter on Yamtiv, things that you need, food on Yamtiv, you can cook on Yamtiv, you can bake on Yamtiv, you can shecht on Yamtiv. However, if it's something that could have been done Erev Yamtiv, without any loss of taste or geschmack, you know, some things, if it's a day old, doesn't taste as good, like the leftover chult on Sunday. But certain things, it really doesn't make a difference when it was made. So if it's something that could have been done Erev Yamtiv, and I wouldn't have lost anything, then you can't do it on Yamtiv. Well, what if I could have done it on Erev Yamtiv, but Lamaisa, I didn't do it Erev Yamtiv, and it's already Yamtiv? Is there any way I can do it? I do need it for Eichel Nefesh. So certain things can be done through a Shinui. Shinui means we're not doing it in the normal way. So now we're going to have a machloikis between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel about something that if I did it Erev Yamtiv, it would lose a little bit of taste, maybe a drop, only a drop. But for the most part, it would be pretty much just as good, whether I did it Erev Yamtiv or on Yamtiv. And I'm doing it on Yamtiv. Does it require that I do it not in the normal way? Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Beis Shammai, Yomi, the Beis Shammai say, Tavlin, spices, Nidoichen can be crushed. Now, to crush spices would be a tilde of Toichen, of grinding, which is Aser on Shabbos. If you're doing it on Yamtiv, you could only do it b'modoich shel eitz. That handle that you're used to chop with, it has to be made out of wood, not stone. Normally, I would use a stone one. What about the way I chop? Can I chop it, just chop, or do I have to do that with a shinui also? No. The only shinui that is required is that you don't use a stone modoich, but you use this crusher that's made out of wood. You see, the Beis Shammai understand that the spices do lose some of their effect if you do it from yesterday. So they're requiring only a small shinui. The hamelach, if you want to crush salt, the pach. Do it with a small, like, bottle. Now, let me explain to you, there were places that the salt was mined in chunks, and therefore it had to be crushed before you can use it. But the salt doesn't lose any of its kayach if you crush it yesterday, and therefore you want to do it now, it must be with a flask, it must be with a bottle. Will be eitz par, or a wooden mixing spoon. Melech doesn't lose any taste, as explained. So really, there's no excuse at all that it wasn't done beforehand. Now that you have no choice, you have to do it on Yom Tov. So we're going to require a much greater level of a shinui. It has to be in a much more different way than what we said by the spices. The spices, they could do lose a little bit. So okay, you can do it the regular way. Just use a wooden one, a wooden chopper instead of a stone one. When it comes to salt, you have no excuse for not doing it beforehand. It doesn't lose any of its taste. It doesn't lose any of its sharpness. You want to do it, figure out how to do it with a bottle, like tilt the bottle on it. Or a wooden mixing spoon. A much greater level of shinui. That's the opinion of the Beis Shammai. U Beis Hillel, I mean the Beis Hillel say, Tavlin, in regard to the spices, no. You don't have to do any shinui at all. Nidoichen kidarkan. You can crush them in the normal way you would do it during the week, b'modach shel even, with a stone crusher. As long as you can justifiably say, if I did this yesterday, it would lose some of the taste. The whole point of a spice is its taste. So you don't need a shinui at all. This is tzarich leichol nefesh. You do it the regular way. V'hamelech, the salt, b'modach shel eitz. A little bit of a shinui with a wooden chopper. So the Beis Shammai are saying, even something loses a little bit of a taste needs a little bit of a shinui. Something that doesn't lose any taste at all, like salt, needs a big shinui. Do it with a bottle, tilt a bottle, do it that way. The Beis Hillel say something that loses some of its taste, no shinui at all. Use the regular stone madoich. Even the salt that you could have done yesterday, a little bit of a shinui is enough. Just use the wooden crusher instead of the stone one.